Silver linings to a global pandemic. Let me start by saying I know people are dying, and there's nothing funny about people dying. Well, except maybe the death section of Monty Python's The Meaning of Life, and even then, Monty Python's kind of an acquired taste. I also realize how lucky I am in terms of my health, financial security, and tendency to avoid other people as a general rule. But while I may be a misanthrope, I'm also an optimist. Point is, every cloud is a silver lining, or at least silver laminate, and COVID-19 is no exception. For example, here in Juneau, we've been practicing self-isolation all along. We didn't need governor's order to hunker down, shelter in place. What else are we planning to do all April? Okay, Folkfest, but now that it's canceled, think of all the money we'll save on hoodie sweatshirts. We could funnel this surplus into our black market PPE fund. See? Simply a matter of looking at COVID through rose-colored glasses. Consider these other silver linings to the global pandemic. The sad, abrupt, premature end to a fantastic ski season, at least for those of us too lazy to hike, means surviving yet another winter with both ACLs still intact. It's Cadbury cream egg season, and not even COVID-19 can stop that. They say money can't buy happiness, but a Cadbury cream egg only costs 59 cents plus tax. That's not only happiness, it's happiness in a thick chocolate shell. So what if our kids scoffed at our authority as parents? They're sure to respect us now that we're their substitute teachers, and we can use this opportunity to verse them in the classics by screening Wayne's World, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Next week, we begin a longitudinal study of the Die Hard franchise. One last homeschooling bonus. The other day, my 9-year-old son asked for a pet hedgehog, so I assigned him a short research report on the subject. As a result, I now know hedgehogs masturbate. See? Without COVID-19, none of us would have learned that. Also, our spouses no longer admonish us for never leaving the house. Pants? Who needs pants? Social distance is a killer name for a garage band. Toilet paper hoarding equals the perfect excuse to finally install a bidet in the master bath. Then all we need is a global catastrophe that calls for motion-activated urinals. All the junk we've been saving under the auspices of one day making it into a planter, let's make it all into planters. And sure, the kids home 24/7 may effectively limit any couple's only time to teeth brushing and passing out power streaming Tiger King, but most effective birth control ever. Also, cannabis retailers are among the few businesses considered essential. Last but not least, and at the very least, we still have the ability to laugh. Because laughter, as we all know, is the best medicine. Hence, essential retail cannabis. Stay safe.